These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're talking right now with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net on the opening markets. And Jim, here at the break, soybeans not faring too well. Rest of the market's not bad. What's going on?
You know what? Look at the meal. That is what really got clobbered last night. The meal's been screaming higher the last couple of days. And that's one of the things that helped pull the bean market up here the last couple of days. The reason why the meal was screaming higher was the European Commission was looking at it's hard to get into the details, but it's a landmark deforestation rule about where they can import grain from around the world. And that was supposed to be implemented here at the end of the year, okay, Dustin? And what happened is you had a lot of European buyers coming in and buying meal with both hands, panic buying in front of the implementation of this new law. It just came out overnight that they wanted to delay this rule by 1 year, and that broke the bean meal market hard last night, and that's pulling the beans down. So that's why the beans are down following the meal lower. Corn and wheat were higher following the crude oil market up. Crude oil's up $2. The world is waiting to see how Israel retaliates after the attack by Iran. There's talk about them potentially going after some of the Iranian oil infrastructure. Hits the main reason why crude oil is up $2. And when crude oil kind of works higher, that does kind of pull corn up on the ethanol as well as bean oil up on the renewable diesel. So that is providing a little bit of support. And then wheat always gets a little bit of a bid when war talk gets hot because people always fear about keeping their populations fed.
All right, moving over to the livestock side of things. Cattle has really been paying attention to that. I mean, what are we seeing right now?
Right now, if you look at the D's cattle, they're back above the long-term moving averages. They kind of had a very volatile day yesterday because of the just overall volatility during that that attack by Iran. But overall, the charts look good. ADP number, talking about the macro economy, came out this morning, 143,000 jobs. They were expecting 120.
You can find the full conversation under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. The number's next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise. And no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn is up 4.25 at 4.33 and a quarter. November beans down 6.5 at 10.50 and three quarters. Live cattle up 50 cents at 184.97. Feeders up 62 cents at 246.77. Lean hogs up 60 cents at 84.10. That's a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.